What up, world?
Hey, y'all.
This is Simone.
This is Sarita.
And this is Clean Ear.
Hey.
Welcome back, y'all. We are here with another snippety snippet.
A little snippet for you.
Yes, and today we are talking about the emotional piece, the emotional component of being a creative.
Yes.
It gets hard. You know, as creatives, you are giving of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are taking your ideas, having just the boldness to create them.
Yeah.
And then putting them out in front of the world to be judged.
Exactly. Those little baby ideas that you nurtured out, and then you put them out in the world and they may or may not like it. It's horrible.
Exactly. And while it's very, very fulfilling to be doing that thing that you're called to do, starting the conversation that you feel needs to happen, and there's a lot of purpose and excitement in fulfilling that purpose, there's still a lot of other things, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of different things that are also present when you're putting yourself out there for the world.
One of those things is insecurity. I know a lot of creatives, and I know a lot of us create out of that insecurity, that deep-seated thought and emotion of like, no one's like me or no one's gonna like this, but I'm just gonna create because it's what I love, and you put it out there and hopefully someone likes it, and if they do, now you're just like, what am I even? I know it's just a weird, freaky cycle of creation and inspiration that happens for a lot of us, but I think when you stay in that place of being insecure, it can be crippling to your craft and what you do, especially if this is what you're trying to do for a living. You can't be that insecure. You need to have some confidence, even if it's fake confidence, to get you through.
Absolutely. I think it's important that even though, like, when insecurity creeps in, when you post something and you're like, nobody liked it. This one leg in his mind. Then that can kind of weigh on you, because the creative process, as we know, is not only just a little bit scary in creating your ideas and putting them out there, but it's long. It's hard. You can record a podcast for 30 minutes and spend 3 hours editing. And so it's not just about you putting out an idea that you have. It's about you putting out this work that you put so much time into to promote and all these different things, or whether or not you promoted it, but you put the work together and it's like internet crickets, cricket emojis.
So our resolution to that is to develop a thick, deep skin, guys. You're going to have to get to a place of where if no one else thinks it's fly, I think it's fly. No one else listening to our podcast, we were listening to our podcast. If no one else likes your photography, you're going to still get out there and you're going to keep making those pictures and you're going to keep learning, and eventually you'll get to a place of where other people will see what you've done. But you have to be your first number one fan and get that thick skin so no one can tell you nothing about what you know you're good at.
Exactly. We've said this on the podcast a couple of times if you guys have not listened yet. But if you have, you may have heard this. We decided for us that success is completing and submitting. Once we upload, we're like, yay, we did it. High fives and coffees. And choosing that mark helped us to focus on what we were creating and not how the world was going to respond to it. And that's something that definitely helped with the insecurity that can come along with putting your baby out there to into this judgy comment troll sort of world. It's just knowing that, you know what, I succeeded because I did it. So I would definitely say, decide where your bar is, what makes you feel good and complete and happy with what you've done, and then just be content with that.
And like, another thing is, sometimes as creatives, we get all over the place. We're like, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this and I can do that. And I think one thing that's helped us is knowing our lane and finding our lane and then trying to be the best in that lane. I think a lot of times we can get to a place of where we want to go to all of our passions, and nothing wrong with all of those passions, but you're going to have to tackle them one or two at a time. For some of you, we're doing full-time jobs and your passion. You're going to have to do both in excellence. And so it means that you may have to, one will be going faster than the other at times. You know, there'll be times when you're juggling mini balls to do everything that you want to do. But I think the biggest thing is, like, I want to be the best in where I am. This is my lane. I'm going to kill my lane. Like, my lane is going to be obsolete once I'm done with it.
Yeah.
We're trying to do this.
Exactly. And I think that what helps you to do that, because again, we have so many interested, we're mostly interests, we're so multifaceted mm-hmm. as people, and so it's easy to say, okay, what else can we incorporate in the clean ears? Let's mm-hmm. add this, do this, do that. And sometimes what helps us to stay focused is to remember, okay, why are we doing this again? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we started, we drafted a mission statement, and that's something that helped to keep us focused. So sometimes things come along, and now we're able to clearly say, well, that doesn't go with this,
right?
And maybe I could pursue this separately, or maybe we can do it later, but mm-hmm. That's not what we need to focus on right now.
Right.
That helps so much, just remembering why you chose to do it and letting that drive the decisions that you make about it.
And another major emotional piece of being a creative is being lonely. The creative process is usually very singular. Yes. You know, you're doing this on your own. You're editing on your own, you're writing on your own. Even if you podcast in a pair, you don't do everything in a pair. Like, yeah. A lot of this is you by yourself, and it's easy to feel like you're not making a difference, or you're never going to get anything done, or you're not going to move to the next thing. For some people, you're at the beginning stage before the thing has launched, before your website, before the item, before your merch, before anything. There's nothing yet, and so you feel really lonely. And I'm going to say, first of all, that's valid. You know, a lot of it definitely is lonely. It's singular. It's really hard. You know, you're in your head about a lot of things. But if you get a good community of other creatives, then it's so much better.
Absolutely. Because the struggles that you may have are not as unique to you as you may think. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're struggling, it's not about having someone say, this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did. But sometimes it's just having someone say, same. Me too. Because mm-hmm. I've had situations where just having a me too from somebody else who was doing the same thing as me just made me say, well, if this is kind of how things work, yeah. Instead of me getting so frustrated that this particular thing is happening, then let me instead focus on just continuing to move forward. Let me anticipate this. Tiny story time.
Ooh.
And, you know, in a past life, once upon a time, but maybe also soon. it's very Star Wars-ish. When I was writing music, I got a chance to meet someone that I was a huge fan of. I looked at this person like, you are like goals. You are like you mm-hmm. embody to me like, I can do this because of you. Mm-hmm. And I was struggling with something in particular with the industry at the time. And I sat down with that person, and that person was like, girl, even with all of my accolades, same. And I was like, man, that changed everything for me, because then I was like, okay, let me not wrestle with this. So I just wanted to give you like a real life example in case the point itself didn't stick. It's so valuable to have people around you who can just say, hey, high five, I understand how important that is. Like when I say I edited my podcast, the people who edit podcasts be like, whoo. Child, I know how to. Yes, that is an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Whereas some people may be like, oh, okay, so like you did something. So it's important to have people around you who understand what you're doing so that they can really speak to not just the failures and the struggles, but also the successes.
With that community, your family and your friends, you can definitely get through this. You just need people around you who will be in your head and be like, you're not crazy. Remember you said you wanted to do this? I'm here for you. You can do it anytime you need a helping hand, anytime you need somebody to tell you, you know, give you an idea, let you know what's going on. You know, anytime we can collab and come together, those type of people are the ones you want in your corner, because they will push you to be the best that you can be.
Absolutely. So just remember, you are not alone. Even if you feel isolated and lonely and alone right now, you are not alone. Like one thing that helped us even is joining a meetup group, mm-hmm. because then there were other podcasters who were in different stages, and so getting an opportunity even when we were just starting out to advise other people and give them tips when they were getting started too, mm-hmm. that helps to kind of give you a little bit more oomph and motivation. And that also helps to be able to share in a piece of the journey with someone and share with something that you've learned. And so the community is super clutch. Like, y'all, Clean Ears would have had like 1.5 episodes if I was by myself. Probably not even one, if I'm honest. I would have been too scared to push the button.
Mm.
But since I know that people will be at my door.
Like we said, we're dropping today.
Yes.
That's really good.
Even coming into year three, sometimes when I feel a little nervous about a particular one, did I say the wrong thing today? And I start to get in my head about it. I'll be like, I don't want these people coming for me. So let me go ahead and just upload this, because I don't want no problems.
Well, if there's any other emotions we haven't touched on, I know there's a lot of stuff that we deal with as creatives. I'd love to hear more from you. We can continue the conversation on all of the platforms. On Twitter, clean_ears. Yes. Instagram is clean ears. And on Facebook, we have a group, Clean Ears Podcast. And YouTube, down in the comments, we'd love to keep this conversation going. We'd love to talk to you about more of what we go through as creatives, what it's like. We do this part-time, some of us full-time. Ooh, what? And trying to figure out, you know, next steps. Like, what are you going through? Where are you at in your creative process? Are you just starting? Is it an idea? Is it a website? Is it real merch? Is it, you know, out here flourishing? Are you, you know, living your best life? Or are you crying in the corner? Where are you? What's your level?
We relate to all of those.
We've been everywhere in between.
Yes, definitely. So, guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.